I'm speaking with Erica Osmundson with AgCareers.com, and we are talking about the upcoming 10th annual North American Ag and Food HR Roundtable. And we talked with Erica a little bit about this, and now we're going to get some more details from Erica about some of the cool things that are going on this year and maybe some new things that haven't been done before.
We're really excited. This year, I'm sure Eric mentioned, is our 10th annual roundtable. So we're really excited to be celebrating 10 years. And with that comes a few surprises and a few fun additional activities that we're really looking forward to. Not to mention that we're on a great host campus, and that is very apparent that our participants are excited to be there. We are offering two optional Tyson tours, and both are jam-packed full. So there's a lot of interest in getting to see Tyson Foods campus as well as their Discovery Center, which is really, really interesting and has those test kitchens that a lot of the big-name restaurants are using to test out new products and things. So we're really excited about the tours. One of the other really exciting things that I know I'm really looking forward to is we're getting a chance to have dinner at Crystal Bridges, which is a new art museum, and just have Crystal Bridges is gaining a lot of popularity across North America, the U.S. specifically. They've got some really great original artworks from a number of different periods of time, and it's a collection that it's just really growing. I was just told here recently, and I think it's still going to be on exhibit while we are there, they have one of very few original drafts of the Declaration of Independence on display right now. So really looking forward to our guests having an opportunity to visit Crystal Bridges, have a fun networking opportunity, get to see the grounds and the different artwork, and really enjoy getting the chance to talk with their peers that are at the round table. So those are kind of two of the really interesting things that I think are going to happen this year. Like I said, I'm going to save a few things to surprise the group with and those in attendance.
Well, and that's the fun stuff, the cool stuff. But actually, I will call that the more fun part. Not just that it's cool, because the whole thing is cool and very important. And as far as the work part of the conference, what have you got lined up this year?
Yeah, I have to thank our organizing committee that helped us develop the topics and the schedule for this year. The schedule was put together by a group of peers of those that typically attend the roundtable, so I feel really confident that we've got up-to-date important issues highlighted within the conference schedule. And along with that, I think we've got some really great speakers identified. We've got Dr. Jay Lair coming, Greg Honey with Farm Credit Canada. We've got retired Colonel Jill Chambers and Michael Peterson coming to talk about returning veterans. We've got a lot of really great concurrent sessions outlined. We've got some folks from Walmart coming in to talk about employer branding. So I think it's a good variety and mix for anybody kind of in that HR profession, as well as our university and career services staff that attends. So definitely I feel really good about the educational content for this year's roundtable as well.
Now, if people still would like to attend and haven't registered yet, can they still do so?
Absolutely. We are accepting registrations up until the first day of the conference, which is Tuesday, August 7th. To register, it's really simple. You just have to visit agcareers.com and look for the roundtable logo on the homepage. That will bring up the conference page that has all of the details, and there's a register button right on that page.
All right. Thank you very much, Erica. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.